Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking.
Call it the bravest moment in the history of media. That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt's fireside chat on March 12, 1933. Talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. Yeah, you don't get ratings that way, but FDR did. The question during this global recession now is talking about banking and financial literacy a subject that really people are drawn to, and particularly in the debate over regulation when the federal government has to change the way it regulates the banking industry? Is that going to change? And is that evolution something that the American people can even follow? Of course, Michael Lewis, who was with us earlier in the program, author of Home Game, An Accidental Guide to Fatherhood, and author of the book Liar's Poker, we asked him to stay around to talk a little bit about this financial issue of regulation in an environment that has fundamentally changed in the financial system. Parenting, Wall Street, SEC regulation, perfect segue, right, Michael?
If you say so, you're the pro.
Who do you want to kill in this category?
You.
Yeah, keep going. I mean, he fully explained.
You're incredibly obnoxious, but that's all right. We're going through obviously turmoil in the financial but regulation isn't the entire problem. A natural tendency, it's not completely misplaced, to blame the SEC for everything. But the truth is that an awful lot of what happened that caused this crisis was perfectly legal. And it's not much the SEC could have done anyway.
Right.
Now, there are things that they didn't do that they should have done. I mean, the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme is a shocking lapse of regulatory oversight. They had a blueprint to what he was doing
seven years ago.
And did absolutely nothing with it. You can't really lay the blame for what's happened at the doorstep of the SEC.
I guess what I'm wondering is if blame is kind of off the table now because the situation has so changed under the federal government. How do you even design an SEC that can regulate things like the federal government, which owns General Motors and AIG and is such a big player in certain aspects of the market? Plus, you have the financial sector really running away from the traditional markets and trying to create these hedge fund opportunities, which are in the invisible dark world.
You have multiple problems. One is, with any sort of regulator, there's the problem of the regulator being captured by the industry it regulates. And that problem is exacerbated the higher the compensation in the industry it's regulating. And we have lived through a period where pay on Wall Street has just been out of control. And if you worked at the SEC and you were an ambitious person, your likely exit strategy was a job on Wall Street. I mean, three or four of the last four directors of enforcement are at the SEC are working in high-paying jobs on Wall Street now. I mean, there's been a revolving door. That makes it very hard, just for starters. But then, as you point out, there's this additional problem. And they're regulating institutions that really probably should be owned by the U.S. government right now and are effectively owned by the U.S. government. They are controlled by the U.S. government. The U.S. government is deeply implicated in. And we have a Treasury and a Federal Reserve that are trying to restore confidence to the financial system. The last thing they want is scandal inside these institutions. You can't help but wonder what happens if there is misconduct in the institutions. You know, in whose interest right now is it to explore it?
At the time that Roosevelt made his announcement about banking, the little clip that we heard, there was no regulation. There was no regulation. Now there is ostensibly this structure.
Yeah, right.
Yet, as you have pointed out, it's not working. So the question is, can you get to the regulation that this country needs in the way that sort of Roosevelt put in these measures that clearly the country needed in the 30s by reforming the current system? Or do you need to really throw it out and put in a whole new regulatory system that takes into account these new economic realities?
I would throw it out and start over, but that's not what's going to happen. In fact, I think the cleanest way to regulate the financial sector is with a single regulator, so you know who's responsible. That just seems obvious. I mean, one of the problems we've had...
Single regulatory agency.
Right.
It's not something one person...
One agency.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have this business of people choosing their regulators or people arbitraging the regulation. That you have one regulator.
So a kind of a homeland security
approach.
But you have
already people on Capitol Hill saying that there's too much blowback from the financial industry to get that done. That's just not going to happen politically.
Do they really have to stand down to the financial industry
at
this point?
Well, this is a great question. I don't see why. However, one of the lessons of the bailout and the way it's been conducted so far is that never underestimate the political influence of Wall Street.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just incredible.
But what do you make of this theory? The most radical theory I heard about regulatory change in Washington is that the real regulation of Wall Street and the Federal Treasury and all of this is going to come from China, that they are the only ones that have the enforcement ability to limit debt, to enforce the value of the dollar or restrict it, and to make sure Wall Street isn't paid too much.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think that's true. I do think broadly the markets are changing the way Wall Street is structured, and the markets will continue to change it. But at the end of this, when these institutions are cleaned up and the government's out of the financial sector in the way it is, we do want a different sort of regulatory system. And I think whatever we get, you've got to be aware that once the compensation gets to certain levels in the industry, it becomes virtually impossible to regulate. What you need is to be very, very careful about the system of incentives you build into the financial system, because the cops aren't going to do all the work. The system has to be built, incentivized properly so that the people in it are behaving well without cops. That's the trick.
Well, that's a good takeaway. If you make more than, $700 million a year, it's hard to regulate such a person. That's great. Michael Lewis, thanks so much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Michael Lewis, author of Home Game, Accidental Guide to Fatherhood, author of the classic Liar's Poker, where he chronicled the excesses of Wall Street that continued long after that book was published. Thank you, Michael.